Utah Governor Gary Herbert received a Valentine of a sort on Tuesday. The executives of more than 30 outdoor recreation companies signed a letter to the governor asking him to champion what they called the sanctity of America's public lands, or they would urge the Outdoor Industry Association to take its business elsewhere. The letter is in response in part to two resolutions that passed the state legislature during the current session. One of the measures asks the president to rescind the recently declared Bear's Ears National Monument in Utah, and the other asks Congress to review and shrink the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, declared by President Bill Clinton in 1996. Peter Metcalf, the founder of Utah-based Black Diamond Equipment, says that the benefit that public lands bring to Utah's economy isn't being fully recognized by state leaders.
We have the second lowest unemployment rate. We have the second highest economic growth of any state in the country, and it is not coming from extractive industries. It's not oil and gas, it's not uranium mining or coal mining or ranching. It's coming from modern high-tech companies, knowledge workers, the creative class, etc. And they're coming here to Utah for a variety of reasons, but one of the highest ones, because I talk to these CEOs, is quality of life issues. And most people here define that as access to well-stewarded, protected, and appropriately funded public land.
In a recent op-ed in the Salt Lake Tribune, Governor Herbert said that Utah is committed to its public lands, but that federal lands policies ignore local input. As a result, he says, the state is better positioned to manage its public lands. But Metcalf says the outdoor industry has consistently come down on the side of federal management and that it will continue to do so.
Because the state has not been good stewards of the public lands. They have not been for funding them. They have not been for managing many of them in a sustainable manner. It has been an unrelenting set of attacks on the public lands in a myriad of ways, some of them very explicit, some of them more stealthy.
The 30 companies signing on to the letter included some heavy hitters in the outdoor industry like Patagonia, REI, The North Face, and Sierra Designs. Among the group were 10 identified as being based in or having major operations in the state of Utah. Asked for a statement on Tuesday, the governor's office said Herbert would respond following a meeting with leaders of the Outdoor Industry Association scheduled for this Thursday. The executive director of that group told the Associated Press yesterday that she supports the message sent by the companies to Governor Herbert. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.